Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot of interesting cases to talk about. I want to talk about the Iowa politician who was being who was in trial for having sex with his wife with dementia. Apparently, he was found not guilty, but we really haven't talked about this. What we are allowed to do with a spouse that has dementia, and what rights does a spouse have? What rights do you have? What privacy issues should be in play? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a patient who I guess had a tumor in the brain. And the tumor in the brain ended up being possibly her twin. We're going to talk about that story. We're also going to be talking about a very interesting asthma breakthrough. All right, asthma affects a lot of us. Not very fun, very debilitating, and we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how, you know, 30-some years ago, I remember when I was trying to lose weight, and I was exercising like crazy but eating like crap, you know, and I wanted to drop 5 pounds. They were saying, look, it's not the amount of exercise. You really got to stop putting food into your mouth that's going to make you obese. Well, here we are 30-some years later with another study saying, look, you know, exercise doesn't have as much of a role in tackling obesity, which is kind of one of those, that makes sense. For so many of my patients who have jobs where they are on their feet all day long and they're still morbidly obese. All right. Then I want to also talk about this California bill limiting the ability for you to opt out of vaccination based on personal belief. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's get right to it. So Henry Rayhorn, 78 years old, was accused of having sex with his wife, Donna Lou Rayhorn, at her nursing home. Despite being told that her dementia and Alzheimer's meant she no longer had the capacity to decide for herself. He has served 18 years as a Republican member of the Iowa House and argued that they had been affectionate but never officially had sex. Okay? Jurors acquitted the lawmaker following the trial after the court heard that medical tests could not conclusively prove that Ms. Rayhorn had recently had sex and that the allegations were made by another patient in a bed nearby who was unsure whether they had intercourse or not. He's a farmer, was very emotional as the not guilty verdict was read out in the Hancock County courtroom. If he was found guilty of having sex with his wife in a nursing home with dementia, he could have faced up to 10 years in prison. Now, I know some of you men are out there going, wait a second here. Sometimes I don't even know if my wife is completely all there and we have sex. Could this happen to me and I get arrested? Well, maybe. All right, that's what we're going to talk about, okay? I know my husband, you know, will sometimes kind of check on me going, okay, what? Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. All right, you know, kind of leave the room, you know, because he's always wondering when my dementia is going to set in. And we never talk about this, you know. We never talk about how to rate non-consent in a couple, in a relationship. Okay, spousal rape is a crime, but if you can't prove it's rape, because the person has dementia, may not even remember the act, who protects the spouse. But then on the other hand, people with dementia and Alzheimer's want love. They, you know, a lot of people think, well, they have dementia, they don't know who I am. They still understand what touch is. They still understand, you know, I mean, if something hurts, they will withdraw their arm, etc. But if they want a hug, I can't tell you how many of our family members who had some sort of dementia, they understood the hug. They understood the kiss, etc. And so we also don't want spouses being so gosh darn afraid that they're going to get arrested, but, you know, for not cuddling with or being, you know, close with a spouse. Another question I get is, how often does somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia want sex? A lot of people assume that if you have dementia or Alzheimer's, you don't want to have sex. That's not always the case. Sometimes you could even be hypersexual. You could either have a lack of sex drive, or you could even be hypersexual. So this case obviously highlighted issues around consent when one person in the couple is diagnosed with dementia. The defense attorney argued a guilty verdict would create fear of any contact between couples, while prosecutors said finding him not guilty could put future dementia patients at risk. Mr. and Mrs. Rayhorns married 7 years ago, both being widowed from their previous marriage. They met while singing in the church choir, and unfortunately, she started to be afflicted with dementia. And there was a roommate who, I guess, tattled that they were being intimate. An exam was done on Donna Rayhorns that same night. No sign of injury. Also, no lab test done on swabs found no conclusive evidence that she recently had sex. Okay? Now, investigators did find semen stains on the sheet and on a quilt in the wife's room, but they had no idea how long they were there. This has got to be so embarrassing for this couple. So embarrassing. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to start recommending that when you guys do your advanced directives, living will, etc., your recommendations on what you want done if you start to become incapacitated, I'm going to have very, very distinct rules for sex. So if my husband feels like he needs to have sex, he can't. Think about it. I don't want him going to have sex with the roommate. Okay? That I don't even want to go there. So I want to make sure he is able to do what he needs to do. However, I'm going to demand that there's some foreplay. I'm also going to demand that he buys me a gift afterwards, okay? I'm also going to demand that there's no pictures or videography. He doesn't decide to do a menage a trois. I think I have some demands, but I will let him have sex. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. All right. Sorry, I'm making sure we have our my little computer thing set up here. I apologize. All I do is get hourglasses the whole time during my show. Okay, this was very, very interesting. There is a cyborg cow sperm. Have you guys heard about this? These are called sperm bots. All right? And I guess they were developed in about 2013. We talked about these. And they are powered by bovine sperm. These sperm bots are supposed to one day revolutionize fertility and deliver drugs around the human body. Okay, now a breakthrough has been made that could boost the performance and efficiency. They have discovered that if you shorten these little bots and feed them caffeine, they could increase the speed of the biobots for almost a third. So caffeine makes these little robot, little sperm bots that are, they're powered by sperm. So basically, we want to deliver drugs to other parts of the body, fertility treatments, etc. But we need things to be very, very speedily brought to sites and absorbed. So I guess the first of these biological robots powered by sperm were created by Oliver Schmidt at the Institute for Integrative Nanosciences in Dresden and later developed by Veronica Magdez at the Leibniz Institute for Solid State and Materials Research in Germany. Whew, that's a lot of credentials there. Professor Schmidt and his colleagues managed to trap single sperm cells inside metal nanotubes. To trap the sperm and stop them from escaping, they put an Xbox in the nanotube. No, I'm joking. The tubes are narrower at one end. The nanotubes are 50 microns long by 5 to 8 microns in diameter and are dropped into a fluid containing bull sperm. They are also magnetic. And in 2014, last summer, researchers at the University of Twente in the Netherlands and Germany University in Cairo were able to steer these robots by directing magnetic field lines. These bots have been called magnetosperm, and they can move up to 0.5 body lengths per second, while a human sperm can cover several times its body length in that time. All right, so I guess what they wanted to do is see how they could boost their performance and the efficiency of these little spermobots or magnetobots. So the first involves shortening the microtubules from 50 micrometers to 20 micrometers. I know, I was thinking the same thing. Just do that. Do a 30 micrometer shortening. And in the second test, the researchers added a protein called fibronectin to the sperm. Yeah, you want to keep a sperm sitting there and happy? Xbox and food. This binds to the cell membranes. And then thirdly, they decided to add caffeine to the solution of moving sperm bots. Now, all of these methods improve the performance of the sperm bots, resulting in both higher speeds of the sperm bot and a higher coupling efficiency between the microtube and the free sperm cells. When the nanotube shortened, which was your and my idea, all right, the average sperm bot velocity rose from 10.4 micrometers per second, or nanometers, right, up to 33.3. All right, that's kind of a lot. All right, so basically you see a sperm with a flagella, all right, you know, it's a big long tail, in this nanotube. And the nanotube, it's like, you know when your cat gets its head stuck in a Pringles container and it can't get stuck but it won't move forward? Not that my cat does that all the time. We don't buy Pringles, but one time we did, and that's why we don't, because the stupid cat got its head all stuck. He's so dumb. Anyway, because he wanted Pringles. I don't know why a cat's eating Pringles. He should be eating the food mommy gives him, but, you know, he wants junk food too. He's a boy. Little boy cat. He's not going to listen to his mama. Anyway, he's a chicken boo. Okay. Anyway, so with the sperm, how they did it is the sperm could get in, but I don't think a sperm knows how to swim backwards and climb on out. So since the tube is more narrow, it's stuck there. So now it's swimming around with this thing on its head. That's really, really cool. I think it's a cool idea. The only thing is do I really want somebody else's sperm, you know, all, you know, anyway. All right, so talk about the speed difference, the fibronectin, the caffeine added, that all helps. Okay, so, all right, caffeine, how does caffeine boost motility? It lives in the cells, opens up calcium channels in the plasma membrane, and then it raises levels, causing the sperm to become hyperactive, penetrating the egg, and reaching the oocyte for fertilization. So I'm not sure how this is working, where the sperm cells are, I mean, this is what I want to know. Are they trying to do this where they could magnetically control the sperm swimming up and getting to the egg? Is that what they're trying to do? All right, because then I would like to kind of see the probe that they're using. And why it would, I mean, how that would, because I got to tell you, that would definitely make trying to get pregnant a hell of a lot easier. I can't tell you how many of my patients, they try, and month after month after month, and you wonder, where are all the sperm going? Are they swimming to the left? Are they swimming to the right? Do they even know where the egg is? So if they could figure out where the egg is, and then that's what my guess they're using this for. I'm still not sure. I'm still a little fuzzy on how they're how it's delivering drugs. I don't know if the sperm is going to be swimming in other fluids, but this is what they're working on, guys. All right, pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOLLY 1-877-DOCDAI. Speaking of super sperm or superheroes. We got Robert Downey Jr., from what I understand, in the middle of an interview. And once the interviewer starts to go into his past, jail time, drug history, etc., he gets all mad and, I guess, jumps out of the interview. Now, I have to admit that Robert Downey Jr. is an example of how you can make a comeback. Britney Spears also. I mean, I thought both of these celebrities were done. Watching what happened to them in years past, and to see Robert Downey Jr. come back, or Britney Spears come back, it's kind of heartwarming. Robert Downey Jr. is, I think, one of the more talented actors we have of our time right now. But he has a very, very colorful past. Alright, I believe he was in jail, for, I think, 3 years. I have to look that up. Drug history, etc. And, you know, many people in Hollywood do. So, a lot of us as consumers or viewers are pretty interested and glamored by that story of his. And I understand that it was not a part of his life that he was happy about and proud of. I get that. But do people that get a chance to make a comeback and get, and I mean, you know, being, you know, given, I mean, you know, being given movie offers like he's having, okay, yes, he's earned them. But, you know, yes, he was given opportunities that we don't get, okay? But getting those opportunities and him overcoming what he overcame, does he have a responsibility to, you know, allow media to talk to him about it? Or is what's in the past, and we're supposed to, you know, leave him alone? You know, I'm kind of concerned about that because we kind of have that issue with our current politicians. We can't go back in the past. We can't talk about now. And I understand private issues are private issues. I get that. All right. And I understand that we, you know, we should have medical privacy. We should have personal privacy, relationship privacy, etc. But in this particular case, you have somebody that was technically a criminal, all right? Technically a criminal. And he makes it through that, turns a new leaf. We want to know, how did he do it? How is he not on drugs anymore? What did he do? What was his trick? It could be so inspirational. Unfortunately, maybe he's not as healed as we think. Because he can't talk about it. I'm not saying you always have to talk about your personal transgressions. But I think he's going to unfortunately not be seen in as good a light as many of us have. Because he kind of acted a little unfortunate with this last interview. And I don't know. I think that when you get the honor and get the luxury and the gift of being able to make millions and millions of dollars, being in the public eye and becoming a role model, okay, that there's some responsibility to that. And you could turn something that was in the past that caused you to be a role model into something very positive for other people. But, you know, it's his choice. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, it looks like it's getting closer to be reality, where we have a bill that's already, I guess, gone through some of the hurdles to prevent opting out of vaccination based on personal belief. California State Senator Richard Penn, Democrat, a pediatrician, has proposed a bill that would eliminate vaccine exemptions based on personal beliefs. The bill SB 277 would bar children who are unvaccinated for non-medical reasons from attending public or private schools. Currently, the personal belief exemption serves as a loophole that allows parents to choose not to vaccinate their children for essentially any reason, including ones founded on misinformation. Fewer than half of all states in the U.S. grant such exemptions, and several of those that do have recently engaged in efforts to tighten their opt-out requirements have been already met with formidable resistance, especially from parents. There have been failures of bills in Washington State and Oregon. In California, however, the Disneyland measles event and other recent outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases may provide the edge to allow this bill to be passed. According to public health experts being reported by Scientific American, at least 92% of the population must be vaccinated in order to maintain the quote-unquote herd immunity needed to protect those who cannot be inoculated. So you have some very young children or people with compromised immune systems, people that have leukemia, etc. They can't get the vaccine. So we try to herd immunity where everybody else hopefully is immune and not passing measles, et cetera, because they got vaccinated, they don't have it. So then these kids that aren't vaccinated are protected by the herd. Because if the herd doesn't have it and they're walking with the herd, they should be then safe. That's what they're talking about. Over the last 12 years, they say the percentage of families using the personal belief exemption in California has increased greatly, resulting in the loss of herd immunity in more than a quarter of schools in the state as of 2014. After stalling last Wednesday with the state education committee, I guess there were concerns that some children would not then receive adequate education, and the committee passed it 7-2. All right, here's the thing. All right, again, I don't want to go through this whole article and read it. There's a lot that they're talking about. They're talking about the pertussis outbreak that happened where there were 9,000 cases in California, including 10,000 infant deaths, hundreds of hospitalizations. It's our duty, all right? I mean, we need to talk about what are our duties and then what are individual rights. And when, you know, we talk about something as simple and we just break it down as we want to make sure that we prevent diseases and outbreaks in our country, most of us are in agreement with that. Okay, we're like, absolutely, yeah, we don't want diseases, we don't want outbreaks, absolutely, yay, you know, we're all in agreement with that. Okay, good, okay? All right, so, okay, well, what types of diseases can you get a lot of people to agree on that they don't want, okay? Well, in the olden days, polio. All right, you got a lot of people scared to death about polio. Seeing their kid woken up paralyzed was a very, very scary, scary time decades ago. So being able to eradicate polio from the United States has been something we've touted as one of the most amazing accomplishments our vaccine system and protocols have been able to accomplish. So we're very, very excited about that. We're very, very proud of that. All right, good, okay? Right, you know, and then we start talking about, you know, measles. Right? And you get parents going, okay, now wait a second. Okay, yes, you know, I'm worried about measles. We understand measles could still kill. But it's not polio. It's not Ebola. It's not HIV. So you start looking at some of the vaccines, and parents that are anti-vaccine start to look at, okay, what are we injecting into our healthy child, and what am I protecting them against? Chickenpox? Strep, bacteria, Hib, Haemophilus influenza, you have Prevnar, you have rotavirus, you have polio, you have tetanus, you have hepatitis, and I'm finding it's getting harder and harder to convince parents to take their kids in, right, take off work, take their kids in to get all of these vaccines. You know, and parents will say, look, if you're going to protect my kid against all diseases, absolutely. But I'm getting a shot per disease, or one shot with three, you know, for three diseases, and you still can't convince me that they're not going to get cancer. They're not going to get HIV. They're not going to get Ebola. They're not going to get the flu. All right? You know, a lot of parents upset that this year's flu vaccine didn't cover flu like it's supposed to. Now, I'm for vaccine. I've said this a million times. I'm for what we need to do here and what we need to do to make sure that we have our herd immunity and our country protected. But when you start to, I guess, legislate Now we're going to have the big debates on personal rights and personal freedoms. All right, I vaccinated my kids. That was a no-brainer. But we vaccinated them on a slightly different schedule. All right, the doctors worked with us, and it was great. My kids got all their vaccines in. But we just didn't do five at once, because the very first time my son had vaccines, he was very listless, just lying in the middle of the living room. It was kind of scary. And so, we don't know if he had some sort of a mild reaction or what, but we decided to go very, very careful, you know, with the future ones, but I still want to get my kids vaccine. But as a mom, I can echo what non-vaccinating mothers and dads, fear, because I mean, it was a scary time. I was scared to death to be injecting my baby with these shots. All right? I was like, you know what? I'll just make sure he doesn't get hepatitis later. I mean, I know that's kind of not the smartest way for me to have thought as a doctor. But once you see your kid, you know, seem to react after getting four shots at once, you freak out and you start to question yourself as being a good parent. All right, you know, it's very easy for me to say, go take your kid and get the kid vaccinated. But when you're walking in there, and you're, you know, letting that little baby get these, you do have fear. That's your whole evolutionary instinct. You know, and they say that a lot of moms are more concerned than dads. Well, of course, that's our mama bear instinct. So it's our job as doctors to inform them and educate them on, look, you're not going to get autism from MMR. All right. You know, risk factors are very, very far and few between. Vaccines have been done for years, decades. They save lives. Your baby is safe. But can you actually tell a mom? Right. You know, and answer the mom's question, is the vaccine 100% safe? And for some moms, and again, I respect that, you know, as a mom, you know, these moms want to protect their baby. They've been talking about abuse, where some of these parents should be then brought up on child abuse or child neglect. And that's going to be a very difficult pill for these moms to swallow if the reason why they're doing it is because they want to protect their kid from what's being injected into them. So this is a very, very difficult issue, and I'm wondering if the Supreme Court is going to get involved, and I'm also wondering if the Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of the non-vaccinating parents. Because can you force, right, a vaccine or force something on a child if it's not life-saving at the time? This is what's going to be debated. It's going to be very interesting. I think the California bill will pass. All right, you know, and then you have the idea, well, what about, you know, kids being in public schools? If you have unvaccinated children in public schools, then, you know, is that going to, are unvaccinated, you know, are they going to put other people at risk? Should we keep them out of schools? You could legislate that, all right, you know, keeping it away from kids who were vaccinating. But the argument people are going to make is, well, if my kids are vaccinated, then they shouldn't have to worry if they're next to a person with vaccines. That is wrong because or measles. That is wrong because somebody who was vaccinated might not have made the proper titers. So we still don't want to throw them, you know, among this. But I want to hear from you. 1-877-DocDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI, or at drdahlia.com. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this has been a very contentious topic now ever since the Disneyland outbreak. The Disneyland outbreak technically is over, but we still see measles affecting multiple other states. And I'm still getting questions and emails and people on both sides of the spectrum when it comes to vaccination. Many of you guys have kids. Many of you guys have grandkids. And it's a concern, okay? You know, you want to protect your kids, you want to protect your families, but how much do you want the government to get involved? Greg writes, is it true that patient zero of the Disneyland outbreak was an illegal immigrant? I have to answer to that no, because no one's telling us. We don't know. I don't think they've told us who patient zero was of the Disneyland outbreak, okay? I find that a little bit odd that we don't know who the, you know, the, I find it odd that we're not being told roughly. We don't need to disclose names or, you know, have privacy issues. But every source I'm seeing where they don't tell us, you know, who brought it. We are assuming, it's an assumption that it was somebody from out of the country. We don't know if they were an illegal immigrant. We don't know of what country. They're not telling us that. You guys may know more than I do, but any source that I found, reputable source, okay, because I know there's a lot of sources out there, you know, claiming this has to do with Obama's policies. No, we're keeping that out of it right now. Apolitical. Where the guess and the theory is it was somebody from outside the country that came and then it's spurned on this outbreak. What was also a concern is why vaccinated people came down with measles as well. And are the only people being infected by measles unvaccinated? The majority of them are, but from what we're understanding, some of the people coming down with them have been vaccinated. But again, the news isn't reporting that, so I don't know. I don't know how many. Because I would then like to find out, A, were people really vaccinated, and did they lie to get the job, to get into the school district? Or were they vaccinated, and the vaccine just wasn't good enough, and they need a booster? You know, one concern I have with this California bill is, are people going to lie? Okay? You know, a lot of these vaccination cards or these vaccination sheets are either typed up or they are handwritten. Now, the vaccine cards we give out from our office would be stamped with our stamp. My signature is pretty well known, unfortunately, which is why some of you guys are trying to cash my checks out there. But you could tell, or the nurse, you know, how do you know the nurse's signature or whatever? And so you could, you know, you could falsify a vaccine record, which is very, very scary, you know, extremely scary. Yeah, and so my concern that we have is we're trying, if California is trying to prevent students going into schools unvaccinated to be among students that are, and they come up with this law and everybody's like, ooh, yeehaw, we're good. Now we know that whoever's in the school is vaccinated, we're safe, we're good. And then people are like, wait a second, I don't want to go to private school. We start to see that sort of issue with vaccination records not being done correctly. Then we unfortunately run the risk of still having people unvaccinated within the schools. You know, threatening that they can't go into the public school system is a threat that many people may start to deal with fraudulently. You know, the more rules, the more laws, the more demands, the more fraud, unfortunately. So I'm worried about that. Another email I got was, why are patients concerned of non-immunized kids going to schools if their kids were immunized? This is what I was talking about in the previous segment. Because you don't want your child around infectious disease, period. And you think the vaccine is going to protect the kid. And most vaccines do. But like in this case with the measles, if we had vaccinated people still come down with measles, then maybe one vaccine or the one booster that was received, because you get a booster with the MMR at 4 years old. You basically get it at 1 year of age and then between 4 and 6. Between 1 and 15 months and then 4 and 6 a booster. Does your kid have enough titers? I can't tell you how many of my patients say, look, I got vaccinated for hepatitis B, but I want to make sure my titers are up because I get stuck with needle sticks, etc. So we do the blood test to see if they have enough of the hepatitis B antibody titers circulating. So, you know, it is a concern. You don't want your kid, or you to have to be among infectious disease. One of you asked me, are we doing harm? Why don't we let chickenpox come back? Why aren't we letting some of these diseases come back? Maybe it helps immunity. We don't have enough studies on that, okay? The studies we do have is that kids can die from these illnesses. So it's weighted to that there's more benefit than risk of the shot. But you have a lot of parents out there going, I really want my kid getting real, honest to God, chickenpox. I don't want them getting the vaccine. I want to know that they got real chickenpox. Well, you know, chickenpox costs people a lot of time off work. It costs kids scarring, kind of debilitating illnesses for the period of time that they got it. It was very uncomfortable. It was very, very rough. You know, now mostly both parents work. You know, I was fortunate at that. My mom was able to, stay home during some parts of my childhood so that, you know, she didn't miss work taking care of me when I had the chicken pox. But nowadays, missing work is such a detriment to the employment, community or the, employment. I'm trying to think of the right word. People calling in sick all the time because their kids are sick, et cetera. They lose jobs. Then you start to see, well, the people that are starting to, you know, call in a lot, then they're not going to get hired. You know, one thing that really benefited women in the workplace is because we women found a way to not need to call in as much and to not have to be home with the kids. That allowed women to compete in the workplace, get jobs, and now we have families surviving on dual income. You start to change that with these childhood diseases. Well, the kid's got the mumps. Now the kid's got the measles. Now it's got the chicken pox. It's all related. So, I don't think it's a good idea to go back and let people get the real diseases. But what I am interested in is a study. What I am interested in is a study where they look at if you did go through some of the older types of illnesses, were you better prepared for something else in the future? You know, we talked about how swine flu didn't seem to affect the older population like we expected it to, and we come to find out that this very, very nasty flu that circulated in the 1950s, those who got that flu didn't seem to come down with swine flu later. Now, whether it was the same swine flu or not, I don't know. I'm hoping epidemiologists are figuring that out. But that is going to be some pretty damning evidence for people to be afflicted with certain illnesses to strengthen their immunity. You know, that is a very valid question. And I'm a doctor and I'm pro-vaccine. Again, let me put that out there. I'm pro-vaccine and I think our vaccine program is one of the best and one of the safest. But it does make you wonder, all right? I mean, you know, if our kids are not getting sick or going through some of the trials and tribulations that we did, are they going to be resilient later to some other variants that we can't vaccinate? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.